This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig's Inns, Acura of Pembroke Pines, where you can get the TLX 2020 model for $209 a month, $29.99 due at signing, plus tax, tag, and registration. Check it out at 15601 Pines Boulevard.
Last time I did this, I almost had a heart attack. Anyway, welcome aboard.
Are you trying to get the people in Hialeah to hear you, man? Is that what you're missing them?
Yes, they can hear me out in Hialeah from Pembroke Pines. We are out here like we are every Friday for the last 10 years at Craig's Inns, Acura, Pembroke Pines. Where are you? Keep your distance. Anyway, we are going to have some fun here today on the program. Sorry we were a little late there. We had a little technical snafu. It happens, but we're back, and we're on, and we're ready to rock and roll for the next couple of hours like we do every day here on the show. A big day today. Today's a huge day. Huge day today because we are...
Oh, the plateau.
Yes. Well, wait a minute. What am I... Wait a minute. Do we have the right side of the mic there? There, now we do. All right, it was upside down. I looked at it. I was going, "Hey, man, what's it doing? It's upside down."
You could see out in front. You could see behind. There,
it's a beautiful thing. Anyway, so yeah, we've had a lot of changes. As you've noticed, the YouTube page is completely different now. Looking really, really cool, and doing all kinds of. We're growing every day. We're growing, and today's an enormous step on the show because 7 months ago. Bill and I started this journey doing it every day, Monday through Friday. And you know, on weekends, sometimes we chime in and give you some material, depending on what happens or depending if you bother me enough that you want me to do something. And we gave you that draft one over the weekend. But this afternoon, at least we hope, unless all of a sudden people stop downloading the show, but if the pace is the pace, the way it should be, the way it's been every day, this afternoon we will be crossing 1 million downloads on our program in 7 months. And so, you know, Bill and I, obviously, and many others, by the way, that are helping us with this along the way, from 300 Bs to John Cassio, Philippe is helping us now. Miguel, we've had so many different people that are
Carlos Picari.
There's so many Sean. There's so many people that have helped us in so many different ways. You know what I mean? And it's one of those things that we are very appreciative. And obviously, we can't do this without you guys. And to start this thing. You know, when I started it, it was kind of like, well, will this work? And that, because, you know, I know that this is kind of the way of the future, podcasting, because that's what's growing. Terrestrial radio's dying. Podcasting is growing. And 5, 10 years ago, I wouldn't be able to do this. But now we notice that we can do this. We can actually make a living from this. People are listening. People will find you because of the internet. And there's still a couple of other features that we want to add. The live listening, that we're still working on that. And once this virus crap is over, we'll get through that. And eventually, we're going to figure out a way of phone calls. We're going to do that. But again, it's just everything takes time. Everything takes money. Everything takes sponsors. So we'll build it all up. We'll get there. But the good thing is we are getting there. We've got incredible sponsors, like, of course, Craig's Inn is a major sponsor of ours with Toyota and with Acura involved. So we really appreciate, without our sponsors, there's no way we can build this show every day for you guys. So we're really, really excited. So keep downloading, keep spreading the word and telling people, you know, to sign on SoundCloud or iTunes or Spotify at Big O Radio Show. And we appreciate it immensely, man. So hopefully this afternoon we'll post at one point or another that we hit 1 million downloads in our first 7 months, which is just absolutely amazing. We are really, really blessed on all of that. So always appreciate that. And make sure you stay safe all throughout the weekend. And, you know, stay away from groups of people. You know what I mean? Did you see that lady that got arrested because she went to the Keys? Did you see that story?
No, I did
at
not.
All, Bill?
But I have friends that live down in the Keys, and they've been going back and forth, splitting a couple days here, a couple days down there. And yeah, if you're not a resident, you're not allowed down there.
Right. No, I get that, my brother. So we were talking about, you know, craziness, and this one lady, she had to get down to the Keys because, well, it was on her bucket list. So she ends up coming up to the checkpoint over in the Keys, right when you come in, and they tell you, well, you can't come past this point. You don't work here. You don't live here, all of that. So she turns around. She's from Wisconsin. And she turns around, she leaves, but she all of a sudden turns around again and tries to get past the roadblock again. So in the process of trying to get past the roadblock, they told her again she can't go through. So she kind of refused, and so then they had to arrest her. Now, she was trying to explain that on her bucket list is that she wants to drive through all the bridges of the Keys, especially the 7 Mile Bridge. Now, I got to say, you know, maybe it's a Wisconsin thing because all you got is cheese and cows and I don't know what that was. Well, you got the Packers up there. Okay. There's really not a lot going on in Wisconsin.
Beer.
Okay, beer. That's right. Brats and beers in Milwaukee. I get it. There's not a lot in Wisconsin. But I would imagine since there's not a lot in Wisconsin, you would dream about the Eiffel Tower. You know what I mean? You would dream about seeing things like the Niagara Falls. And you would dream about seeing some pretty spectacular things. This woman from Wisconsin, on her bucket list, she wants to drive through the bridges of the Keys? Really? Is that like something phenomenal for anybody?
If you don't have it, we take it for granted because we got it here.
No. Come on. I've been all over the country, bro. I'd rather, what's his name? Pat, the Arizona Cardinal that died in the Army.
Pat Tillman.
I'd rather be on the Pat Tillman Bridge over any bridge in the Keys, even the 7 Mile Bridge. For those of you that don't know, the Pat Tillman Bridge is high above the Hoover Dam. So you're looking down on the Hoover Dam, both sides of the Hoover Dam, so you see the uneven, you know, level of it all, which is an amazing engineering feat, and the bridge and everything that divides it all, and just like awesome. I remember I have this killer, you know, that little killer camera I have that focuses in on anything. That bridge, I crap you not, is about maybe a mile away from the center of the Hoover Dam. I got my camera and there were 3 Lamborghinis crossing the Hoover Dam. I focused in on all 3 Lamborghinis. Okay. I mean, that's right there in itself was way better than anything of the bridges in the Keys. Yeah, but it's just a couple of bridges going through water. Big deal.
Yeah, but the thing is, we're used to it. We see it all the time. You go to St. Petersburg, up in Wisconsin, they don't have nothing like that.
You stand
that's what it
on
is.
The Pat Tillman Bridge.
I get what you're saying.
More impressed,
but they don't have it, and we don't appreciate it because we see it all the time. It's nothing.
Bucket
you know?
List, bro. Come on.
Yeah, man.
Bucket
for them,
list.
For
that's a weak-ass bucket list. I think she just wanted a key lime pie and couldn't get in the Keys. You tell me that I am coming
Stone
down
crabs.
To the Keys to have a key lime pie. I'm in.
Oh, man, not key. Dude, get some conch. Get some stone crabs. You know, stuff like that.
You go to Joe's for stone crabs. You don't even go to the Keys. But, you know, just key lime pie. I'll give you some conch. That's fine. Maybe at the Keys. Although, by Jackson High, you can get some great conch.
Conchtown, USA.
That's right. Conchtown, USA. Is Conchtown, USA still there by Jackson?
Of course.
Are they open?
Yes.
Are they essential?
If you want fried conch, yeah.
I think I might go get some after this. On my way home, stop, get some fried conch over at Conchtown USA, then go home. That might make sense. That might be an option for me. But I mean, come on. Crossing the bridges, that's your bucket list? Come on, lady, you got to come up with better bucket list than that. That's a weak ass bucket list.
You don't realize, man, that's 7 mile bridge, that's a big deal. It is. Okay?
Oh, come on. It's just a bridge over water.
No, see, you don't, like I said, because we see it all the time. We don't appreciate it, you know?
It's nothing big. It's just a bridge over water. That's it. There's plenty of bridges over water. Drive down I-10, and as you go right through New Orleans, you'll go through a couple of those bridges that are over water. Big deal. Ugly-ass brown water, too, by the way. This one's a little nicer, I will say that. You know, nice blue ocean. It's a little different than the ones over on I-10, but still,
It's very unique. The Keys is a unique place.
It's a weak-ass bucket list.
In your opinion.
I'd rather be at the deepest point south than the bridge itself. I'd rather be in downtown Key West than the
southern
bridge.
You're talking about the southernmost point.
Yeah, that's more than any of the stupid bridges. Big deal, bro. I'd rather be at Sloppy Joe's listening to the music, having a couple drinks. That's way better than going across some bridges.
I'm thinking Fat Tuesday, a 190 octane with a floater.
Dude, we crossed one bridge 3 times already in the last couple months. That's nicer than any of those bridges. The Skyline Bridge in Tampa. That's nicer. I mean, come on. It's just the 7 mile bridge is just a bridge. Right over the water. That's it. There's nothing
to it. It's historical, man. When they did that back in the day originally.
You know what's historical? Going on the old bridge and surviving. That's historical. Okay?
No.
On the old bridge, if you cross that bridge and your life is intact, that is historical right there. Because that bridge was scary.
What, do you want to be in a movie?
For you young folks out there, you never had to experience the old 7 mile bridge when... that was a hell of an experience. I will say. One hell of an experience.
That and probably driving down Alligator Alley back in the day.
Yes.
Okay.
Bloody 27. Let's make sure we call it by its earned name, Bloody 27. Okay? All right. I went and checked on the YouTube page a second. Some guy goes, "Hey, stop hating on Lamar. Oh, AB's not that bad a guy."
AB is not that bad of a guy?
Yeah, that's a loser.
All the documented.
That's a loser fan that is hoping he signs with his team. Again, it's the attitude that if you can play, we'll forgive anything that you do and, you know, that kind of stuff. And, you know, that's why John Jones is what he is, because he knows people will give him a break. But it's a weak ass.
He comes to your neighborhood. He gets in a condo and he starts throwing couches off the balcony. You change your opinion of that real quick.
Big time. Big time. A little roll call here. Flipside Fishing is in. Ian from Brooklyn said, "Let the games begin." Paul Susky is in saying, "Vamos." Bro Marshmelly says, "Big O with the Michael Jackson gloves again." Yes. I'm out, bro. If I'm out, I'm wearing a mask and gloves. The only reason I'm not wearing a mask is because we're really not around people. You know what I mean? We're out outside and it's just Bill and me. And so I kind of only hang around him or my family, and that's it. He does the same thing. So we're kind of around the same people. You know, it's one of those deals. So, yeah, Michael Jackson for us. Although I need some rhinestones, right?
What you need is the red jacket.
If it's a Michael Jackson glove, no, but I need some stones, right? It's got to have some shine to it. It's not good enough to be Michael's glove.
King, little bling on your gloves, Matt.
Yeah, bling. King Short says, good morning, Big O and fam. Let's rock. George also says, congrats, guys, on the 1 million downloads. Thank you. Not yet, but we're almost there. Dennis Akers, good morning, brothers. Happy Friday. Stay safe. Nico Jones chiming in. Mike No Go Zones is in. He says, for real? Couldn't our bucket list wait? Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Crossing the bridges, like, I mean, that's nothing. That's not something that you really need to do. Ty from the Bronx is in. Billy Batson, I think it is. I would love to drive those bridges too. Plus, check out Captain America, Pat Tillman's bridge too. Pat Tillman's bridge is awesome. And you get to walk it. I was going to take your stupid ass over there. Because you go do the Hoover Dam stuff, right? And for those of us that have been to the Hoover Dam years ago, the Pat Tillman Bridge wasn't there. Pat Tillman Bridge was just built, I want to say the last 10 years, something like that. Not exactly sure, but then, and they've got, you know, where you can actually walk onto the Pat Tillman Bridge and stand there and look down into the Hoover Dam and all that. I'm telling you, that, you want bucket list? Pat Tillman Bridge is a bucket list bridge. Okay? I mean, walk the Golden Gate. That's bucket list, dude. That is bucket list, Golden Gate. Keys Bridges, come on, man. Come on. Relaxing in the Keys is bucket list. Robert Gonzalez wants Isaiah Simmons at 5. DraftKings FanDuel GPP Central says, yo, yo, yo. Billy Batson says, Big O, whenever you invite a guest for Jets Talk, could that guest be WFAN's Joe Benigno? I would love to hear you two banter about. I don't know Joe at all. I could bring him on. Although I did hear him, like, he loved Mike Tannenbaum. I think I heard him say that. Like, he thought it was a mistake to get rid of Mike Tannenbaum. So that would be a pretty short conversation. Dominic Veluso, how often do you change the gloves? Well, that's the thing. I'll be changing the gloves. That's, you know, Dominic, I didn't know if I should get into this conversation. You sneaky bastard, you, Dominic Veluso. All right, here we go. So yesterday, you know I wore the gloves, right? And you know that if you go to the bathroom, what do? You're not going to hold your pecker with the gloves. So then you got to take off the gloves. So you basically got to throw them away. And I realized that yesterday. And so I go, well, wait a minute. If I got to go to the bathroom, and this was towards the end of the show. So I go, you know what? I'll just hold it and I'll wait till after. Because I knew I would have to take off the gloves and then go to the car and go get a new pair. So Dominic, you are on target, bro. Because, yeah, you have to change them. Yeah. No, I mean, listen, I only plan on wearing, like, I went to the bathroom before to wash my hands, and then I put on the gloves. Because I want to make sure I got to the bathroom before I started the show. I mean, I drink a lot of water, so I usually have to go a lot. So I wouldn't be surprised that if I end up going to the bathroom later on in the show, then I'm going to have to go to the car and get another pair. But yeah. But it's only when I'm outside, Dominic. Once I get in the car and go home, I take them off and I'm done. That's it. But while I'm outside, yes, no doubt. And now I'm going to start wearing my mask every time I go somewhere else, you know, to go get food or whatever. I got to go load up on some water today. I got to go find some Fiji. I'll be wearing my mask whenever I go into any of the supermarkets.
Yeah, new criterias.
Yeah. Just wear mask. You know what? Wear mask and shades. That way you save your eyes too.
And they said if you can't get a mask, put a scarf on something.
Yeah.
You know, because they're saying that it isn't about coughing or this or sneezing. It's about breathing and even talking now.
Well, on Amazon now, they're promoting it. They're selling those scarves like the bikers wear that they go all the way down. And the good thing is those things go over your ears too. So that's pretty cool for you. And they're designed. So you could get one of maybe your favorite band or favorite football team or basketball team or all that. So, you know, obviously these companies are jumping on it because they know they're going to be able to make money. And you know what? It's good to have it around now from here on out because you just never know. We've talked about this before. I'm using masks from now on whenever I go on a plane. Guaranteed. Sleeping on a plane, hanging out on the plane, I'm going to be wearing my mask every single time just because planes are disgusting. So that already, I already know that my N95 mask that I bought, I'm going to be able to wear it over and over and over again because I'm going to wear it for other things from here on out just for protective purposes. What the hell? It's worth it. That's it. And since we were smart and we got ours early, we were able to get stylish masks too. You loved my wife's mask yesterday.
Man, that I like that way better than your red one.
Yeah. Well, I got red because it's my color. But I mean, you know, so yeah, hers is nicer. Yeah. Actually, the one I got from my daughter, I think, is the coolest one. That's the one that's really nice. The one that my wife has, my mother-in-law has the same one because I bought them both the same ones. So, yeah.
The one that I got coming next week, that all black, you know, mm-hmm. I was looking for gray, but obviously it's limited.
Black's better. It'll be cleaner,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The gray one will get dirty on you. So, you know. Amber alert just rang. Stay away 6 feet away. Oh, yeah. I saw that. And we're getting a lot of those alerts, right? It's just heartbreaking whenever it's like a real alert, like for a kid. That just eats me up alive. If you want my opinion on gloves, they are good. If you are swapping them out frequently, wipe everything down on your workstation as soon as you touch a door handle. You need to swap them. No, I agree. I don't touch any door handles. I try to open it with my body. If I can push it in with my body, I try to do it that way. But I try to stay away from as many door handles as possible. So I am with you. Bengals fans should have a plethora of masks lying around. Okay. Luis Vasquez Jr. says top of the morning, Big O. What else do we have? Douglas Anderson says my wife makes masks for $7. She made me a Miami Dolphin mask. Now, wait a minute. Hold on, Douglas. Hold on. Did she make it with the new or old logo? See, that's the key right there. Because if you're wearing the new logo, I'd rather catch a virus.
Do you got a porpoise or you got a killer whale?
They're asking me if I could display the N95 mask. I did already. Come on, Call of Duty One. You're on here a lot. I did it. Was it last week or the week before that I brought out the mask?
It was exactly one week ago today.
And it was here. It was here because I walked over to the car. Yeah, I can.
I told you, you look like the Road Warrior.
Yeah, maybe on one of the breaks, I'll get it.
The King of the Wasteland.
Yeah.
The Ayatollah Rock-a-Rollo.
If you want true protection, you need to wear protective goggles and a mask with the gloves, and you would be fine. That's right. But wearing the mask, at least you get some protection. You know what I mean? If you can get the goggles too, then you wear the goggles. But either way, you're getting some protection. Look, professionals are wearing the mask for a reason. So there's a reason why. So, yeah, if you can protect your eyes and your ears and your mouth and your nose, great. You've covered every orifice that it could actually sneak into. I understand that. But for now, you know, if I'm not covering my eyes at the moment with some goggles, at least the nose and the mouth where you breathe in a lot of crap, it's protected. And that's what counts for me. So that's the way I would look at it. I'll tell you this. Here's a story that is now starting to make the rounds, and we talked a little bit about a portion of that story yesterday. Remember I was having a little fun with Antonio Brown actually practicing with Lamar Jackson, and I was, you know, having some fun that maybe John Harbaugh should be a little nervous, and I don't even think the Ravens will sign Antonio Brown. I don't think they're that stupid to add that guy to their roster, to their locker room, more importantly. But the one thing that I was picking on when I saw this was that the guys were actually hanging around each other and like hugging each other, like both Browns and Jackson we're all hugging each other. And those guys don't live together, and they're not constantly hanging out. Like, I'll give you an example. Bill and I only, we hang out with each other right here doing the show. And then he goes to his house, and I go to my house. That's it. We're not going out anywhere. We're in the same place with the same people. He's with his, you know, family. I'm with my family. That's it. We're not going out anywhere, nothing. So we're not bringing any other germs from anywhere. It's the same people we've been around, so we're kind of controlling it, right? There's no way that Brown, Jackson, and AB have been hanging out every day together and all the same people. They just came together for a workout. And then you get all sweaty and all that, and now you're hugging each other and you're all around each other. And by the way, you're throwing a football that somebody else is catching. And that football carries sweat and germs. Okay? So you're doing all of and you're touching your face and hair and all that. And it, come
yeah,
on,
I got
man.
Another one. They spit on the field. The ball hits the field. There's spit all over the ball.
Yeah. So you start looking at Dez Bryant now and Dak Prescott and like three other guys. And so they were all like hugging each other and taking pictures. And we're in the middle of this whole thing. And we just went through the Rudy Gobert thing. But this is the athlete's invincible attitude. And it's going to be interesting to track these kind of guys now over the next couple of weeks to see if anything comes from this. Because none of them are hanging around each other and live with each other. So they don't know where all of them have been exactly and who they're hanging out with and where those people have been who are hanging out with them. You understand what I'm saying? So it's really amazing to me how I get you got to work out, but you do things and you should do them the right way and send the right example. Because you're not sending the right example by practicing and sweating up, and then you're hanging around each other. I mean, we just saw 70 Texas students go to Cabo San Lucas, and 44 of them came back with the coronavirus. Why? Because they're all amongst each other. It doesn't matter if the heat and humidity that people talk about. If you have the virus, brother, you're going to spread it to somebody else. Now you notice how they're talking about how it could be spread just by talking. That you could have it on the back of your throat and it goes out into the air. That's another reason why they want you to wear the mask. So you don't spread it too. I saw that by Dez Bryant and Dak Prescott. And I was like, man, guys, you are sending a terrible signal right now. I just found that to be absolutely irresponsible. I got to be honest. The other story, I want to, you know, look, I never have a problem going out on a limb. I've never had that problem for 30 years doing radio here in this town. Whether I go out on a limb and I tell you the Indomicon Sue deal is a terrible deal and I explain why and all that stuff, and whether it's good or bad, whether I'm right or wrong, and I've done it plenty of times where I've been right and I've also been wrong, okay? And I go out on a limb and I say, hey, this is going to happen, and it does or it doesn't, right? And I told you guys that I wanted Tom Brady to come back to the New England Patriots because I wanted to see the Dolphins take them down at full strength. I wanted to see Belichick and Brady, and I wanted to see – I saw what Miami did at the end of the year in Foxborough, and I just think the tide is turning. I really do. And we've had this conversation before. I saw Chuck Knoll lose it. I saw Tom Landry lose it. I saw Don Shula start losing his fastball also. So don't make it sound like great coaches, all of them stay great all the time. We've talked about this, that a lot of times, most of these situations, they end up ugly. Okay? Doesn't matter if you're Joe Montana. Doesn't matter if you're Tom Brady. Doesn't matter if you're Don Shula. You can get pushed out at any time. It is what it is. And Belichick, everything's gone perfect for him at times. Every break in the book has gone his way. Having Tom Brady has gone his way. Okay? And I know that it's really easy to lean to the 1 year with Matt Castle at 11-5. Okay? I get all of that. Super easy to lean that way and say, okay, well, you know, Brady was out. They went 11-5 with Castle. That guy's a badass. Well, he is a badass. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He might be the greatest coach of all time. I think things are going to start to fall apart now. And when you went 11-5 with Matt Castle, it's because that was a great team also at that time. He doesn't have a great team right now. That's why they got their asses beat by Tennessee. Okay? That's why Miami beat them in week 17. So now you lost the greatest quarterback of all time and a slew of players, and you've lost some coaches. And I know he's been always able to recover, but he's always had Tom Brady. I just think he's lost too much this time. And so I saw where the GM of the Bills did what he was supposed to do, Brandon Bean. He goes, the team to beat in the East is the Patriots. He told the media during a video conference on Thursday. And until somebody beats them, they are the team to beat. And as long as Bill Belichick's there, you're talking about probably the greatest head coach of all time that was paired with the greatest quarterback of all time. So until we beat them, we've done nothing. We've got our work cut out for us. He's right. He's right. On paper, that's the way you're supposed to look at it. By tradition, that's the way you're supposed to look at it. But I'm not going by any of that. I'm going by what I think is going to happen in the future. And at the moment, I don't see a quarterback on that team that scares me. If Tom Brady could not elevate them over the Dolphins in week 17 and could not beat Tennessee, well then, what are they? How good are they? And now they've lost a whole bunch of players. And oh, by the way, Bill Belichick has not done a really good job drafting. He's made a lot of mistakes drafting. And I remind people that all of the other quarterbacks pretty much he's picked, they're not special. Garoppolo's the closest one, and he's a good player, but he's not Tom Brady. So it's not like Belichick finds a great quarterback all the time. He's no Ron Wolf. Let's just be honest here. Okay, Ron Wolf drafts Brett Favre. Okay, he also finds Mark Brunell. Aaron Brooks, to a lesser extent, drafts Matt Castle. So I would go with a guy like that, and that's a quarterback track record. Yeah, he got Tom Brady. And he's lived off of all of that. And even that 1 year where they went 11-5, they were overachieving because they lost Tom Brady, and they knew that they were coming and getting him back next year. So it was a pride thing that carries you that year. But if you keep playing with Matt Castle, you're not going 11-5 the following year. I think Matt Castle proved what he was after all of that. And it was an aberration. And guess what? Derek Anderson had that aberration. And plenty of others have had that aberration where they showed up for a season and played well, or half a season and made a run. And people thought, well, maybe this guy's a real deal. And no, he's not. And so my point is that, yeah, on paper, there's no doubt that the Patriots should be considered the team of the division. But I don't believe that's true. I don't believe it at all. I think the Patriots are going to struggle. And they're going to struggle big time this year. And I think they're going to get incredibly humbled by the Bills, by the Dolphins. I don't know about the Jets because I don't trust Adam Gase. I don't trust the Bills quarterback either. But their defense is good enough that they should be able to handle the Patriots. And I don't, and that Patriot defense, they lost some guys and they weren't nearly as good as everybody labeled them out to be, including yours truly, by the way, that I thought they were going to be pretty damn good. And they never really played to that elite level that people expected them to be. And, you know, they got a pretty good corner there with the Patriots. I saw a pretty good wide receiver for the Dolphins make them look silly in the final game of the season. I'm just saying, I'm not here, and I just think that the Patriots aren't going to be as special as everybody thinks that they as they have been in the past. I think we live too much in the past at times with all of this. And so when I look at Tom Brady, that he's now in Tampa, and I see Bill Belichick with nothing at quarterback right now, and as much as I like Jarrett Stidham as a project guy, he's still in his second year with no experience. That's a tough wall to climb. He lost his offensive line coach. He lost the best quarterback in the history of the NFL. He lost several really good players. I just don't see it. Like, this team is going to all of a sudden overcome all of this. I think this is the end of an era. That end of an era that we were all waiting for, that we were all dying for. I was hoping that Miami would put the nail in the coffin and kick their ass into the end of that era. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen. But I think what is going to happen, that Miami's going to become the better team in this division over the next couple of years. This year's kind of a transition year, because Miami is still trying to figure it all out. If they get a quarterback outside of Fitz, look out. Look out. But the pace that Miami's going in, the picks that they have, they hit on their picks, which I believe they're going to hit on a lot of the good picks. They're going to take that next step. I'm just saying, man, to me, it's not a given in my eyes that they are the team to beat. I think that's a paper statement. Because if I look by facts and substance, I don't see enough on that football team to say, oh, no, they're worlds ahead of everybody. No, for sure. Buffalo's got a better team than them right now. Buffalo should be the winner of the division, I believe. But I think Miami has a shot because they have Josh Allen. Yeah. The guy that thought they would win zero and they won five, now I'm telling you that they may have a shot in this division. Yeah, I do. I thought that the way they handled free agency was masterful. They hit on all the spots that they needed. They attacked areas that they knew was a weakness in the draft. And with the slew of picks that they have, they're going to be able to fix a lot of their issues on offense. That by next year, when we roll into that next draft, wow, this team's going to be amazing after we get over the next draft. I know, I get it. I'm going to get slammed for being too positive about it, and I'm crazy and all that. It's just, I get it. Hey, look, I get slammed when Joe Philbin gets hired, and I tell you, he's crap. He's not going to do anything. But that's what I do. I'd rather tell you, hey, plenty of people are now getting off the Tua bandwagon, or in the last month or two, I was off that Tua bandwagon before the hip injury, that last knee injury. I'm good. I'm good with going out on a limb. If it goes well, you'll praise me. And if it doesn't, you'll slam me. It's all right. It's all part of the game. It's all good. But I'm sorry. I'm not here to give the Patriots the crown. I don't believe they're that team anymore. I just don't. I think they've lost way too much. And in history, I've watched guys kind of run out of juice. And if you look at that Patriot franchise, it looks like now it's finally running out of that juice.
Oh, well, it only lasted 19 years.
Exactly.
Good exactly. Riddance. Go.
Yes. Go away. I think it's finally going to go away.
And you're not supposed to be, with salary, you're not supposed to be able to do that.
No.
At the most, right, a 4 or 5 year run, correct?
Now, 4 or 5 year run in football is awesome.
Yeah, that's like the max.
It's freaking awesome.
These guys did 4 times that.
Yeah. So, if we lose to Stidham, then we weren't going to beat Brady and the Patriots this year. Yeah, that's right, but they beat Brady last year. So, that's why, you know, I'm not worried about it. Belichick has been a defensive genius for almost 4 decades now, uses KISS concepts. Take away what you do best. Yeah, well, what happened in week 17? Could he take away Devontae Parker? Ask Stephon Gilmore, who was his bitch. I'm not sure if you noticed that, but Devontae Parker walked onto the field and looked at Stephon Gilmore and says, "You're my bitch today. And I'm going to make you my bitch all day long." So I'm not sure what you're talking about, but that's what I'm telling you. The genius, not so genius anymore. Why? So what were the strengths of the Dolphins in week 17? Didn't he need that game for a bye week? So why couldn't the genius take away the strengths of the Dolphins? A stripped down Dolphins team. You go ahead. That's what I'm telling you. People are falling into the past. That's all. It's lazy thinking. Well, Belichick did it for 20 years. He's going to continue doing it. What? Yeah, where's Tom Brady, dude? Like, I get when Bill Walsh is going to continue winning because he's got Steve Young. I get it when you're the Colts and you feel, no, we can move away from payment. We got Andrew Luck. What's he got? Tell me what he has. What is it? What scares you about that Patriot offense? Please tell me. What receiver is terrifying you in the Patriot offense? Sony Michel breaking down in every other play, scaring you too? Don't believe the hype. Don't fall for the hype. I'm telling you. This division is as open as it's ever been. It's lazy thing. How many times do I tell you guys that we have too many people that are just tools and they don't think for themselves? They're just lazy, and then they hear some talking head or they read something the writers say and then they just repeat it. Yeah, no, Dolphins are tanking. Dolphins are tanking. Well, yeah, then what happened at the end of the year when they had 5 wins and they went 5-4? How's your tanking theory working out now? Oh, that's what they all said. Who? The Dolphins didn't say they were tanking. They didn't walk out there and say, well, we want to purposely lose. They never said that. They just said they were going to rebuild. And we told you rebuilding with youth is what they do. And you're going to lose a lot with youth. And guess what? They ended up winning with youth. I'm telling you, don't believe the hype. The wheels are going to start coming off the Patriots. And your beloved Miami Dolphins are going to be there to take over that division. It's going to happen. You will see. Watch the next couple of years. And this year, I wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots don't even make the playoffs. Okay? In fact, it's the other way. I'd be surprised if they make the playoffs. That's how much I think the wheels are going to fall off. I think it's lazy to think that all of a sudden you lose a franchise quarterback and you're going to overcome that. Only because of Matt Castle. That's it. That's the only reason the lazy thinking is out there.
That one guy, Brady, makes up for all their shortcomings.
And short receivers.
Any area that they're weak. You know what I mean? They don't have a bunch of backs. Blah, he makes up. The receivers, yeah, we've talked about it. Well, Randy Moss, that's it. Everybody else is, yeah, whatever. They don't have that bridge to fill that gap anymore. That guy's not there.
No, he's not. You got a napkin. Spilled a bunch of water here.
That could be arranged.
Please. All right, anyway, so I just But that's just me. That's fine. Save the video. Save the audio. You know, use it against me later on. Make fun of me.
It'll be podcasted.
Yeah, it'll be there. It won't be. It won't be. It won't be. It won't go anywhere.
It's
it'll
looking like segment number 5 for April 3rd.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, what can I tell you? But I just, I'm sorry. I don't believe the hype. I am not believing it whatsoever. No way.
Hey, I got an idea. Just take a break, man. You've been at it for 45 minutes, sir.
Well, we haven't taken a break yet in this first hour, right?
That's what I'm saying, man.
All right, so let's just go to the top of the hour, and then we'll just take
you're
the
just,
break
okay,
there.
Then I'm going to go get a napkin for
yeah, you. Go ahead. Get the napkin, and I'll just I do. Well, there's a couple of things.
Continue moseying on?
Yeah, there's a couple. I mean, there's plenty of things to talk about here on the program today, which is good. We're going to have at 1 o'clock, Tass Mellis is going to stop by, and we'll have a little fun with Tass. We were going to have him on yesterday, but we'll have him on today. At 1:30, we'll talk to Mike Ferolino. Mike, no go zones. His video is out. His Syria video, and actually Lebanon, and let me tell you, it's really cool. It's a short video because it was more. He was in Lebanon on his way to Syria, and for those of you that don't know, he's one. We brought Mike on a couple weeks back. We're gonna bring him on again to talk a little bit about the video in Lebanon, and again. The pictures there, it's like you would never imagine what your mind's eye has of Lebanon is you just see death and destruction. And it was just a whole different thing there. It wasn't death and destruction. It was clean. It was very Western. It was like you were going to the Grove or something, you know, it's really odd. You know what I mean? So we'll have Mike on and we'll talk a little bit about that with him at 1:30. And go to his YouTube page, Mike No Go Zones. He goes to places that most people won't. You know, Chicago is next. Once the pandemic is done, he's going to go to Chicago, where, again, of course, a lot of people won't go to Chicago. So he's, you know, Opa-locka, Baltimore. Where else? Several places that like you normally don't think of going because they say, oh, the neighborhood's terrible. And then he goes and he shows you that it's not really as bad as people think it is. In fact, it's pleasant. The people are nice. It's just, you know, what we end up talking about in the media. So I just thought it's interesting. So we'll have Mike on at 1:30 to talk a little bit about that. Of course, you can always get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. You can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Follow us there as always, because that's like a 24-hour talk show there on Twitter at Big O Show. We're coming to you live from Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines. And we do it every Friday out here. We'll be out here for a couple of hours. And remember, they've got several things going on, like 90 days, no pay. So if you do buy or lease a vehicle, you won't actually have to make a payment for 90 days. They will deliver the vehicle to your home also if you want to buy or lease the vehicle online, do all the purchasing, everything. You can do it, and then they'll drive the car right to your house. How about that? And they've also got the Acura loyalty program going on. So if you own or lease an Acura, like we have two in our home, you want to buy or lease another one, they will give you $500 towards the purchase of that Acura. So there you go. It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? So come on down to 15601 Pines Boulevard, just off of I-75 and Pines. Make sure you tell them that that Big O sent you. Trust me, they will take care of you here at the finest dealership in the business, and it is Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines. Did you see the story with Tony Boselli?
No, I did not.
Tony Boselli has COVID-19, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. And he tells a story because it actually kicked his ass. Now, his wife had it, and she had no symptoms. It didn't affect her whatsoever. Meanwhile, Boselli, who is not a small individual by any chance, not an old guy either, okay? I mean, he's probably...
He's been retired for what, like 7, 8?
I'm 53. He's got to be... There it is, 47. I knew he was a little young. I was going to say 50. He's 47. So listen to this. He spent 5 days hospitalized in the Mayo Clinic, all right? His 47-year-old wife, Angie, also tested positive, but her symptoms were far less severe, resulting in no fever, and that she has fully recovered. She never had to be hospitalized. Now, for him, he had to be hospitalized. He was hooked up to two IVs. He needed oxygen to restore his breathing to a proper level. He was admitted to ICU on the 25th of March and not released until Monday. And he goes, for whatever reason, COVID-19 buried me, and it didn't do much to her, Boselli said. She's obviously much tougher than I am. She had 7 to 10 days where she didn't feel like herself, but her symptoms were mild. Though not declaring himself fully recovered, Boselli says he feels much better and hopes to start riding his beach cruiser the moment that he tests back negative. I can still feel my lungs aren't all the way back. I have no fever. The cough is under control. I get tired quicker, but I'm starting to answer emails. So there you go. How about that? I mean, that kind of shows you what this thing is all about, and how it they don't know. Even the experts, you know, it's you go from trying to keep people in their homes to keep people spaced out to, you know, the masks aren't that important. Now the masks are really important. Now it's, you know, stay home. It's all this kind of stuff. They go through different stages. Now they're telling you yesterday that you can spread it simply by talking, that it could be a possibility. That's because this thing is such an unknown, and it has become, it's so deadly too on top of all of that, and so unpredictable. And you just don't know who it's going to hurt and who it's not going to affect. You know how many of us have probably had it? We walked around for the last 2 weeks with it, and then it's gone now. But you didn't know you had it. It didn't affect you. Now there's somebody else gets it, and boom, it cripples you. I mean, we told you Buddy Baker's story, the NFL agent. Both his parents were healthy. Both of them died 6 minutes apart from COVID-19 over the weekend. Come on, man. You know, and then there's that thing that they say that women, because their immune systems are stronger and they have 2 Y chromosomes and all that stuff, that it doesn't affect them as much. But then you look at Buddy Baker's parents and they both died simultaneously, 6 minutes apart. And I don't know, that might be more a product of that they were married for 51 years. I am a strong believer that there's, you know, when people have been together a long, 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 long time, there's this connection that it's a symbiotic thing, that it's not something you can physically see. It's not an umbilical cord that connects them, but there is an emotional tie that if one goes, the other one is going to be too depressed to stick around. And it just, like, they give out too. And I wouldn't be surprised if there was a little something like that with Buddy Baker's parents, because how many times have we seen it when two people have been together for a long, long time and one goes, the other one goes shortly after? I mean, Mad Dog, when we lost Mad Dog, we lost Bonnie soon after. And that's
more the norm. It's rare when somebody survives for a long time.
Yeah.
It is more the standard.
Yeah. 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 When they're, I mean, it's usually people that have been together a long time, you know, when that happens. It's sad, terribly sad, but it tells you how, you know, Boselli and that guy's a wall. All right. We got 1 hour down. Got a couple more to go. If you want to get in on the program, it's really simple, man. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. You can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. And again, there on YouTube. Remember, while you're watching on YouTube, give us the thumbs up, the likes there. Also, the share button. Grab it. Share the link of the YouTube feed. Send it to a friend on text. Post it on Twitter, on Facebook. Share to people. Tell them we're here. We'll take a break. Back for hour number two right here on the Big O Show, live from Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
We'll reimburse payments up to a total of $1,800 based on purchase and MSRP on approved credit on select models. Excludes tax, tag, title, and includes $899 dealer fee. Offer ends 5/4/20.
Toyota of Hollywood is open, and we're here to serve you. The safety of our customers and associates is our top priority. Toyota of Hollywood is following strict guidelines, including social distancing and keeping our facilities clean and sanitized. Buy with zero down, 0% APR financing, and we'll make your payments till 2021. Pay up to 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used. 2019 free on Camry LE. Not 27,000, 16,775. 2020 free on Corolla LE. Not 22,000, 13,775. Shop and save at our 400,000 square foot dealership at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer. Based on total retail sales of new Toyotas in the Southeast region for 2019 per SET on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.